Oh no! Another Lutheran dirge and other myths.
Pastor Will Whedon, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, talking about this year's hymn sing at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
We'll be doing some myth busting during our hymn sing. Double dare anyone to participate and walk away thinking Lutherans sing dirges. From God's Own Child to Lord Thee I Love. From Dear Christians One and All Rejoice to In Thee Is Gladness. Oh yeah. Lots of joy bursting out in song all over the place. And so sorry, not a dirge in sight. Real Lutheran church music.
Join Pastor Will Whedon and Issues Etc. listeners from around the world for a hymn sing at our one and only Making the Case conference in 2019. Making the Case is Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th on the campus of Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more about the premier conference for Christian laity at issuesetc.org. Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're coming to you live this Friday, February the 22nd. Nope, it's actually March the 1st. Coming to you live this March the 1st. We're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That means we're going to play our four soundbites for you that we have collected over the course of the last week just for this purpose. And after we have played them for you, you give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter, our Twitter address at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, which one you're voting for, and why. It helps if you tell us where you're listening as well. 1-877-623-6943. We will be giving away the LPR bundle package that includes a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote when we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Joy Pullman, talking about the so-called Overton window and the call for universal child care.
So the Overton window theory is just basically this idea that there is kind of a range of what is considered politically possible. What is socially acceptable kind of determines what is politically possible to do. I think a really good example of this was kind of the cascade effect that happened when the Supreme Court nationalized gay marriage with the Obergefell decision in 2015. A couple of years before that, you know, President Obama and Hillary Clinton, the contender for the 2016 Democrat nomination, saying in public that they thought marriage should be between a man and a woman. This was majorities of society accepted that. And very soon after the Supreme Court nationalized gay marriage, that decision that was, you know, right on the edge of what was considered acceptable switched the entire conception among the society of what was possible. You know, the public opinion shifted from being largely against it to being largely for it in just a breakneck pace within a decade. It reframes what is considered the moderate or the middle of the road position. So, you know, if people stand up and say, pop that little newborn, you know, into a stranger's arms. So the people who say the craziest stuff, they might not get all the mothers in the country, you know, taking their 6 week olds and putting them with another person that the baby doesn't know. But they'll get more people putting their kids into such programs earlier. We shouldn't basically create a child library where parents check out their kids like books, you know, for a couple of hours at night or on the weekends. Families should mean something.
That's soundbite number one, Joy Pullman, on the Overton window and the call for universal child care. If you'd like to vote for that one, you certainly can. Just give us a call live this Friday afternoon, March the 1st, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. Jeff Mallinson. We spent some time talking with him about Scientology. Simple question, is Scientology a cult?
In the world of religious studies, it's not fashionable to talk about anybody as being a cult. It's pejorative. It's a negative term. But we really do need to recover the term, almost even the term culty as an adjective. Because when we were trying over the years as academics to be cautious and be responsible and respectful of different religious groups, we also tended to play down the deep harm and really the criminal behavior of some of these groups. What we used to, you know, think about is brainwashing and this sort of thing. And they're very dangerous organizations. And yet we have a principle in the United States that, well, you've got the right to your own religion. And so it became very difficult for folks to find a way to help their loved ones get out of these kind of groups. But is Scientology a cult? It's the paradigmatic cult. It is, I think, worth studying, not so much because it's attractive to people anymore. I think there's been enough to expose it. I think what's really important about it is that by understanding what happened with Scientology, we can, I think, get a better understanding of other ways in which new cults might arise, and it'll be easier for us to spot some of those same tactics. But yeah, the paradigmatic cult.
That is soundbite number two, Dr. Jeff Mallinson. Is Scientology a cult? You can vote for that one as well on this Friday afternoon. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc, or send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor David Peterson. We were wrapping up a series with him on marriage and divorce, talking about divorce. He answers a very important question. Can there be an innocent party in divorce?
It is possible that not both of them will despise God's word and refuse to repent and so forth. And we should not, when that's the case, we should recognize that at least in an outward way, when one is innocent and one is wanting to live within the faith and so forth, we should not place them both under this idea that they've both aren't Christians, or that there's no difference between them because neither one of them's perfect. Because the blame does not fall with the Christian woman who says, enough is enough. I can't take being cheated on anymore. It's not right that I and the children are being exposed to STDs and other liabilities. It's not right that I don't have space and time to heal. It's not her fault or her blame for wanting to be out of this abusive relationship. Rather, it's with the man who continues to abuse his wife and cheat on her and has dissolved the marriage, in fact, even though it hasn't been recognized by the state. And it's not unchristian for a wife to disbelieve a habitual adulterer and to want fruits of repentance that make her feel safe and the like, or to finally say, I can't take this anymore. Remember that the same Lord who spared Nineveh destroyed Sodom. That is to say that his patience is not without an end. So only one of those who was crucified with Christ gained paradise, right? The other one missed his chance and went to hell. So we're not called upon to be more gospel-oriented or loving or forgiving than God. And there are limits to these things.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson. Can there be an innocent party in divorce? If you'd like to vote for that one, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us a tweet @IssuesETC, an email talkback@IssuesETC.org, or you can put your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number four. After we have played it, it's time to vote. We'll take a break and start taking your votes. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Peter Scare. He's responding to a New York Times columnist asserting that God wants women ordained.
If we want to know what God wants, one of the ways that we can do it is to see how God has acted in the past. So that if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then we know his will by what he has done. If she is going to lay this charge against the Catholic Church today, then she must also lay this charge against God our Father. In the Old Testament, she must lay this charge against Christ in his choosing of the apostles, and he must lay this charge, of course, and nobody minds laying the charge against St. Paul. We threw him under the bus a long time ago. But if at least we're going to start off with the biblical principle and, you know, the way our Lord has acted, well, then this is not difficult. Not only is it biblical, and this is God's way of doing things, but it also is the way that society works, because It gives us a role. It plays to our strengths. And men and women are not the same. I mean, being in the ministry is a certain kind of attention and a certain kind of a warfare. We have the same thing in our society now. Do we want women to be in combat? Do we want them on the front lines? Do we want them drafted to fight on the front line? So maybe, you know, as we think about that, we might also then be able to think a little bit more reasonably about why it is that our Lord did choose to have men in the ministry as his representatives, because it is a kind of a spiritual warfare for which we are particularly suited.
That's soundbite number four. Dr. Peter Scare responding to New York Times columnist, God Wants Women Ordained. Those are the four. You have heard them. Now it's your turn. You vote by giving us a call live this Friday, March the 1st, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter, our address @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after the break.
Christians in the Public Square, Joyfully Lutheran, The Lord's Supper, Political and Religious Conservatism, The Hippocratic Oath. Some of your favorite guests will address these topics at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org. The one and only 2019 Making the Case Conference, June 7th and 8th in Chicago.
It's time to register to vote for the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Each congregation or multi-point parish must register their pastor and lay voters with the LCMS Office of Secretary by Sunday, March 24th of 2019. A nomination form has been mailed to every LCMS congregation. Learn more at issuesetc.org/LCMSPresident. issuesetc.org/LCMSPresident.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Not only does our church need men right now, but the world needs men who will proclaim the gospel in its purity.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Peter Scare, Associate Professor of New Testament at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
If when you go to sleep at night, you're thinking about it, my experience with it is this, is that thought won't go away. So if you're going to bed at night thinking about following our Lord and becoming a preacher of this gospel, then I would love if you could come and visit Fort Wayne, our campus. We'd love to show you around and show you what it is that we do.
Have you ever considered becoming a pastor? Contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana at 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu. Christ-centered, cross-focused, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote. We'll get it right here in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can tweet your vote to us, our address at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left some space there for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be Soundbite number one, Joy Pullman, the Overton window, and the call for universal child care? Soundbite number two, Dr. Jeff Mallinson, is Scientology a cult? Soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, can there be an innocent party in divorce? Or Soundbite number four, Peter Scare responding to a New York Times columnist saying that God wants women ordained. 1-877-623-6943. We're also giving away the LPR bundle package. Let's start with Benjamin, who listens in River Forest, Illinois. Hi, Benjamin.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well. Which one are you voting for and why?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Mrs. Pullman, but I have to go with Peterson, number three this week. I'm personally preparing for marriage, and I've really enjoyed this recent series that he's been doing, especially in understanding, listening to your partner, and being aware that she is a gift from God, and that marriage isn't necessarily always easy. It's got some ugly, gritty parts to it, and kind of working through it together, and you know, never taking it out on her as she is a gift of God. So I really enjoyed that. My vote goes for number three.
All right, Benjamin, thank you very much. Keep up the good work. Study hard. And thanks for listening in Illinois. Let's see what Marla has to say in Massachusetts. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Todd. All four were really good, but I have to go with the number one, Joy Pullman. I read a book about this Overton window a few years back, and it's pretty scary how the government and the media, everyone's using it to get people accustomed and, what is that other word I say, desensitized to things so that they can then push the agenda they want. We sort of see that happening with, say, the Roman Church right now with Pope Francis and it appears to be happening, the homosexual hierarchy. They're trying to make homosexuality and homosexual priests, it's not a big deal. And, of course, the ELCA made homosexuality and women priests not a big deal to the point where that's what they've got now in their hierarchy. And seems to, you know, even though they're declining in numbers, the people that are still there have seemed to have accepted it. So the Overton window idea is something that we should be aware of all the time so that we don't fall victim to it.
Marla, thank you very much, and thanks for listening there in Massachusetts. She's voting for Soundbite number one, Joy Pullman, on the Overton window and universal child care. Let's see. Jeff listens in Rhode Island. He says, as usual, all the sound bites were great, but I believe Joy Pullman's soundbite really sort of stood out this week and captures the essence of her interview. In fact, I would suggest that listeners listen to the whole interview if they haven't already. Joy expands on how the Overton window has changed so many people's perspective on other areas, such as the crazy view on abortion some have now adapted and are trying to infect society with. Jeff, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Rhode Island. Elizabeth is voting for soundbite number three from Portage, Indiana. Pastor David Peterson on Can There Be an Innocent Party in Divorce? Elizabeth says, the reason is I'm currently preparing for marriage, getting married at the beginning of June. I've appreciated Pastor Peterson's series as my fiance and I prepare for marriage. I'm taking to heart all of the godly wisdom and advice that I can in order to set a firm foundation for a God-pleasing marriage. Hearing Pastor Peterson's advice has been a valued piece of this preparation. Elizabeth, thank you very much. Godspeed on your marriage. And you're right, Pastor Peterson's one of the very best when it comes to that kind of pastoral wisdom. Debbie in Nampa, Idaho, breaks the tie. She votes for soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson. Let's hear it for soundbite number three.
It is possible that not both of them will despise God's word and refuse to repent and so forth. And we should not, when that's the case, we should recognize that at least in an outward way, when one is innocent and one is wanting to live within the faith and with, and so forth, we should not place them both under this idea that they've both aren't Christians or that there's no difference between them because neither one of them's perfect. Because the blame does not fall with the Christian woman who says, enough is enough. I can't take being cheated on anymore. It's not right that I and the children are being exposed to STDs and other liabilities. It's not right that I don't have space and time to heal. It's not her fault or her blame for wanting to be out of this abusive relationship. Rather, it's with the man who continues to abuse his wife and cheat on her and has dissolved the marriage, in fact, even though it hasn't been recognized by the state. And it's not unchristian for a wife to disbelieve a habitual adulterer and to want fruits of repentance that make her feel safe and the like, or to finally say, I can't take this anymore. Remember that the same Lord who spared Nineveh destroyed Sodom. That is to say that his patience is not without an end. So only one of those who was crucified with Christ gained paradise, right? The other one missed his chance and went to hell. So we're not called upon to be more gospel-oriented or loving or forgiving than God. And there are limits to these things.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, according to your vote. Soundbite number 3, Pastor David Peterson, Can There Be an Innocent Party in Divorce? Thanks to everybody who voted. The LPR bundle package goes to Benjamin in Illinois. If you send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, you'll get the LPR bundle package. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is called Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran? Instruction, Meditation, and Prayers on Luther's Small Catechism from the pen of Pastor Matt Harrison. There is no better source for that kind of instruction, meditation, and prayer than that Bible of the Laity, Luther's Small Catechism, and no better author to treat it than Pastor Matt Harrison. You can find out more about the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran, at our website, issuesetc.org. It is available in print and as an ebook as well. When you call Concordia Publishing House, ask for Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran, mention Issues Etc. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Dr. Anthony Esselin about spiritual egalitarianism. We'll discuss the Black Hebrew Israelite movement with Jimmy Butts. We'll have Pastor Jeff Hemmer lead us in a teaching on the season of Lent. We'll also be talking with Dr. Keith Whitfield about sex abuse among Southern Baptists. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Matt Harrison, is the author of our Book of the Month for March, Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran? Instruction, Meditation, and Prayers on Luther's Small Catechism. This new devotional resource is available in print and as an ebook. Learn more about Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 and request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month. Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran?